I'm Julia. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. I wonder who will fall victim to the bean and bird this year. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
It may not feel like it, but spring is officially making itself known through the clouds, the breeze, and, yes, even a few thunderstorms. In true Chicago fashion, this transition to spring will continue keeping us on our toes. Tonight, expect a pretty steep temperature drop into the mid-40s on the tail of some wind and precipitation. Saturday will be cool and calmer with highs in the lower 50s. We should also see some high, thin clouds along with some sun. Sunday will round out the weekend with increasing cloud cover. There's also a chance of rain in the late morning or early afternoon, with showers continuing into the evening. I guess now is a good time to tell my IM soccer team I won't be making our Sunday evening match. The rain, paired with increasing wind speeds, will definitely make the day feel colder than the 52-degree high. Monday, we'll be experiencing the tail end of this weather system with some rain and clouds, and on Tuesday, we should see some clearer skies and a bump up in temperatures. Now, while the sky is still shifting, there's one sign of spring that you should start looking out for: the red-winged blackbird. That's right, our formidable foes are back, and will be building their nests in trees and bushes around the Lakeville. You may even recognize their telltale call. But as much as Northwestern fears these birds for their tendency to swoop down on innocent passersby, have we ever bothered to know them? To ask them how their day is going? With that in mind, I'm here to offer a bit of background on these infamous avians. The red-winged blackbirds are among the first migratory birds to return to the Midwest each spring, often arriving in March and early April. We've come to recognize them through their glossy black bodies and bold red and yellow shoulder patches. But those are actually just the male birds. Females are streaky brown and often mistaken for large sparrows. They often build their nests in cattails or shrubs, or bushes outside of Beenan, and, as many students have come to realize, they are very territorial. The male birds have a tendency to dive bomb much larger animals, including humans, if they feel their nest is threatened. So steer clear if you can. One of North America's most abundant bird species, their population is estimated to be in the tens of millions. They've also been a protected species since the early 1900s. This is particularly important in recent years as their numbers have been declining due to habitat loss. All that to say, I hope this little crash course on one of our iconic campus creatures made you feel a little more connected to them. I mean, I'm still scared of them, but I hope it helped you. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay vigilant out there. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Juliet Allen, WNUR News.